ADC number for the record.
Yes, my name is Brian James Kelly. ADC number 322865.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Your appearance when I was on the Board of Executive Policy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 21st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
No.
Well, that's the notification form that you signed.
Saying
that the hearing would be held today.
Right, yes.
And on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one in the room signed in for you. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, there are three board members participating in your hearing this morning. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead panelist. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner, the Honorable Mr. Turner, the representative of the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Kelly and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so far?
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Kelly, you have one allegation on your warrant, and I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false, sir? And it reads, that you have violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to Western Regional Parole Office at 801 South 16th Street, number 1 in Phoenix, Arizona. Within 1 week and day of your release, on or about June 7, 2018, your current whereabouts was unknown. Thus, you was an instrument from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Kelly, I move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have left into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Okay, so motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Well, sir, you are prepared to go into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase of your hearing, because at the end of phase two, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and once we get this information, we're going to come back, talk to you, and you can tell us whatever you need to tell us, sir. So at this time, Mr. Turner, sir, would you give us some background information?
Kelly was released from ADC custody on 6-7-2018 and arrested on 8-4-2018 by Chandler PD. No new charges were noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 8-4-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 12-3-2018 with 58 absconses. Current conviction, 2013 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, domestic violence, 2005 domestic violence in Wisconsin, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2017 tampering with physical evidence, Arizona unknown. 2017 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona unknown. He has a GB score of G2B2.
Thank you so very much. Mr. Turner, sir, and we are back to you, Mr. Kelly. I do take note that when you were released, you had agreed that you were pretty ready to stay at V-Ray in Phoenix. How long did you reside there at V-Ray, sir?
I did not reside at V-Ray at all. I made a last judgment based on some information that I found out once I got out about the health of the child. And I made a last judgment, didn't report, you know, I can't, you know, it was my child, so I made that mistake. I don't think it was a mistake, but, you know, I probably, you know, when it's a child, but, you know, I really can't say that there was any anything other than, you know, I made a lapse in judgment.
Can you share with the board what happened to your child, sir, or you don't want to share that, sir?
I mean, it's an illness. Okay. I mean, that's as far as I want to take it, you know.
Okay. Where's your child? Your child out here in Arizona or somewhere else, sir?
My child right now is in Tucson.
Okay. And I don't see any employment, so did you find any employment at all, sir?
I've been working for a lighting design company for some time, but I've had some issues with my health, with my wrist. For some reason, I have some sort of nerve damage. I acquired within about a month and a half being out of prison, and it hasn't come back yet. And they haven't been able to tell me much here, so there's not a doctor on the facility. So I've only seen a nurse, and I haven't been able to get much information on it. But they basically told me that, you know, they just got to wait to see if it comes back. So I'm a little worried about that. But that would possibly affect. I'd be able to work around it, but it should come back. I didn't have any major damage that I'm aware of. It's just I'm numb through some of my fingers, and I cannot lift my wrist at all, so it's making it hard to do, you know, to work.
Yes, sir. So how long have you had that ailment, sir?
How long do I have left?
How long have you had it? I mean, how long has you had the problem with your wrist and your...
I've had it. It's been upwards to a month and a half now.
Okay.
Or almost 2 months.
Okay, well, we hope you get that straightened out. So, well, do you have any type of skill once you get that straightened out that you do once you're...
I have skills. I have two college degrees in computers, MIS, Microcomputer Information Systems, and networking. So I have job skills other than physical skills, you know. That was more a physical job, but I do have, you know, other skills. I've also done sales work and stuff like that. So
what are your plans for once you're out? Whether you get out now or get out in December, what do you plan to do, sir, in the long run?
Really make some severe lifestyle changes. I'm planning on eventually going back to where I'm originally from, which is Wisconsin. And bring my daughter back with me and raise her. She's going to be 13 this year, so getting to be a pivotal age. You know, I have good working relationships back there, so I mean, a couple months that I have, you know, I really would just like a second chance to rectify that mistake.
Okay, so, and so you would go back to Wisconsin, and so you would, you would go back there and.
After my couple months, you know,
okay.
With all that stuff.
Yes, sir. And I don't see any, you didn't drop any UAs, am I correct, sir, when you were out?
No.
Oh, and I don't see any programming. Did you have any programming at all while you were out, sir?
No, sir.
And no sanctions, so, of course, you already stated that you did not check in to V-Ray because of the situation involving your daughter. So at this time, I'm going to see whether board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir.
Sure.
Questions, board members?
No.
I don't see any questions coming from other board members, sir, and I don't believe that I have any other questions for you at this particular time. I do have one question, sir, though. I do want to know, what were you doing when the Chandler Police Department picked you up, sir?
What's that?
Well, you picked up, I believe, who picked you up? The China Police Department? Who arrested you, sir? So why did they arrest you, sir? What was going on there, sir?
I was doing my laundry in the laundry room, and I was sitting outside the laundry room and fell asleep.
Okay, and they just came up and asked for your identification?
Yes, sir. Someone probably called the cops because I was sitting outside sleeping.
Okay, let me just ask one other question. We'll move on. Did you use any drugs and alcohol while you were out this time, sir?
I did drink.
Okay.
one time.
I appreciate your honesty, sir. Okay, sir, I don't believe other board members have any questions for you, and I don't have any more at the moment, but we're coming to us at the end of your hearing, but we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I think I've pretty much said what is it. The only thing is I would like to get out to try to get some real medical attention for my arm. Other than that, you know, I mean, I want to be with my daughter. And that's it. I mean, you know, I made a mistake, and if I got to pay for it, either way, you know. But I realized what I did, so.
Okay, sir. Okay, well, thank you so very much. At this time, the board is going to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. While the board is in discussion, but please stay on the phone, listen, because we operate under the open meeting laws of Arizona. You can hear everything that we say. We don't do anything in secret. We don't do anything behind closed doors. All that we do is out in public, sir. So at this time, the board is going into discussion. I find that Mr. Kelly, once again, is a very interesting gentleman. He admits himself that when he was released, he just decided that he did not want to go to WeWay. He just wanted to spend time with his child, which I could understand that, but if he had just worked that out with his parole officer, we would not have an opportunity to talk to him today. But he just decided to abscond for 58 days without even reporting in to his parole officer, or even reporting in to the regional parole office down there on 16th Street. And we just have no idea what he was doing those 58 days. Could have been doing something very productive. I know he pointed out the fact that he was with his daughter. But other than that, we just don't know what he was doing. Therefore, as one board member, I am not in favor of releasing him at this time. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and it's going to be based upon information contained in Reg. Number 2018W1727, and as well as testimony coming from Mr. Kelly indicating that he decided to spend time with his daughter, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections by Mr. Turner. And my motion is going to be to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Great.
A motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, by the unanimous determination of the board, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be released. According to information that I see, you're going to be released December the 3rd of this year. You'll be out before the holidays begin. So we wish you the best, sir. And we hope that you will never be seen in Orange again. And once you get out of that time, we hope that when you go back to Wisconsin, you'll stay out of trouble, and you and your daughter will live, and you will be a model citizen for your daughter and for everybody else in the state of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. And please put the 03 back on the phone, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.